You are still connected to Great Grace of God Mission International. You are welcome once again. For Samuel, Samuel chapter 10, verse 11. Then Samuel took a veil of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, "Is it not because the Lord has anointed thee to be the captain over his inheritance?" Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He had anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty unto the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. See, same Messiah. Let's throw to verse chapter 10, verse 27. What do we have here? "And it shall come to pass in that day, that this body shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and its yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." The carrier and the anointing, a topic. The carrier and the anointing. Praise the Lord. Anointing can be described to be the impart presence of God at different intervals of time. Anointing can also be described to be the display hand of God in terms of mercy display, breaking of yokes, faith energizing, bringing back to life death, creating ways where there's no way. We can also say that anointing is God Himself, or the presence of God in a place. That is the anointing. Now, the carrier of the anointing is a person chosen by God Himself as an instrument to bring and to make manifest the anointing itself, which is actually the presence of God. I will not waste your time. I want you to have this at the back of your mind, that not all the carriers of the anointing knows as they grow that they are called, that they are anointed. But later in life, they got to discover this. They got to sense this. They got to know. They got to perceive the call, the anointing upon their head, upon their life. Samuel was anointed before he appeared on the earth, because he was a covenant child, and it was the time that God was looking for a replacement for Eli and his sons. So Samuel was a carrier of the anointing. So I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to be going deep. But catch the spirit of what the Lord is saying. Moses got to discover later in life, woke up to the anointing over his life for the people of God on the wrong side. On the wrong side, which made him to kill those people he killed when they were fighting. It was the anointing upon his life, anointing of a deliverer, that made him to prompt out that curse that he committed that day, but it was on the wrong side. But thank God, Lord later visited him and he received accuracy for his anointing, for the purpose of his anointing. I want you to also know that the anointing can be transferred from a fellow to another. Let's stroll to Acts chapter 13, verse 1 to 4. Acts chapter 13, verse 1 to 4. Now, there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Mane, which had been brought up with Herod the Tash and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work wherefore I have called them." Look at that phrase. "For the work whereunto I have called them." I don't want to go deeper. They have been called right from inception. "And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hand on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus." It just to buttress our teaching that anointing can be transferred from one fellow to another. But despite the fact, Saul has been called right from time. Don't forget, Elisha got it from Elijah. It was transferred. Praise the Lord. The anointing is to set things in order, to make alignment, to break yokes, to recover times and seasons. That is what the anointing is for. The anointing is not for show off. It's not a thing that you brag about. Remember what Jesus said when he read that book in the temple, that he said, "The anointing of the Lord is upon me to do certain things." So you don't have to like the carrier of the anointing. You don't have to like the carrier of the anointing. The carrier of the anointing is not what you debate about. Just key in and tap yours from the anointed. Remember in the days of Apollos and Paul, when the congregation were segregating, I'm for Paul, I'm for Apollos. In the wisdom of the Spirit of God, Paul had to address the matter. That even though that I plant and Apollos waters, I'm paraphrasing if I'm not mistaken, which means that two of us, we are for you. No need of segregating. Tap from me, tap from Apollos. and keep on going in this, in the journey. I want you to expect flaws too from the carriers of the anointing. At any time from the carrier, expect flaws. Expect mistakes. They are men like you too. They are just the carrier of the presence of God. They are men like you. It is when the presence of what they carry appear, that is when you are not on the same level with them. Praise the Lord. I've forgotten the scripture, but when 3 kings sorted out Elisha for direction about their journey, when all of them were there, they were men like each other, they were men. But when the mistress started ministration in music, playing the harps and so, and the Spirit of the Lord landed upon Elisha, what did he say? He said, "You shall not see rain, you shall not see wind." Praise the Lord. So there are men like you. It is where the presence of what they carry appears, that is where you are not on the same level. Key in unto what they carry and tap yours. So anointing is God. Don't resist it. Due to the personality of the carrier. If you see the carriers of the anointing in mother's grammar, that does not stop the power through the unstable grammar coming out from their mouths. The power of the anointing will still move. Better dabble into the unstable grammar and receive the power. Paul made us understand that by grace we are the ministers of the New Testament, but not the written one, but the power. What concerns grammar with the anointing? It is the level of your disposition which you are when the anointing hits you. It is what you have that anointing will work with. If you speak Queen's English, the anointing works with Queen's English. If it is your grammar is not straight well enough, the anointing will also still work with your straight grammar. The above all, power follows it. Before we go, I just want us to consider different types of the anointing we have. Not all, but in the course of this teaching, I pen down some types of the anointing we have. One I want us to consider is an apostolic anointing that can be found in the book of Galatians chapter 1 verse 1 to 19. When carriers of apostolic anointing visit a virgin land that has not heard the gospel before, for revival, what the anointing does is that it breaks the barrier. It breaks the stumbling blocks that has darkened the ages of that land to gospel. Apostolic anointing breaks it. There will be power submission on that day. Kingdom of darkness, we have to bow to the apostolic anointing, which is actually the presence of God in this position. So when such has been done, you will see that gradually the gospel of Christ will gather momentum in such land, and the glory of God will continue to grow. Another one I want us to check is a teaching anointing. You can find that in the book of Acts chapter 8 verse 24 to 28. I want you to know in this regard that the carrier of such anointing may not be an outspoken person in nature. But upon this grace of teaching anointing, he can teach for hours. Not him, but it is the presence of God upon his life at that particular time for teaching, he or she will teach for hours. But naturally, he or she may not be an outspoken type. We also have music anointing. You can check that in 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 10 to 12. It is the scenario of Saul and David. It says it all. Whereby that bad spirit comes upon Saul, and the virtue of the music anointing upon David, David will bring out the instrument and play before Saul, and the evil spirit from God will depart from Saul. That is music anointing. Soul winning anointing is also available, can be found in the book of Acts chapter 8 verse 5 to 40. Soul winning anointing. Such fellow, they won't be comfortable for over a long period of time without adding souls to the kingdom of God. And don't forget that the Bible made us understand in the book of Acts, if I'm not mistaken, that there is serious joy in heaven when a soul repents. We also have preaching anointing. Acts chapter 20 verse 17 to 12, Bible says that Paul preached till midnight. Prophetic anointing, Acts chapter 21 verse 10 to 15. When such anointing comes upon the carrier is able to see things that are about to happen in the future, nearest or far. That is prophetic anointing. Don't forget also, under this prophetic anointing, I bring me to understand that we see in parts, we prophesize in parts, but there is prophetic anointing. Amen with this, that anointing you don't esteem, revelatory or otherwise, can never work in your favor. The anointing you don't esteem can never work in your favor. Let me just understand that Christ did little works in his homeland because what? The people never esteemed the anointing he carried. They never saw him as the carrier of an anointing. What they saw in him was a carpenter, the son of Joseph. So, for you to enjoy and to download the blessings of the anointing upon the life of a man, you have to esteem the man carrying the anointing. You have to esteem the anointing of such man. The woman with the issue of blood, did Jesus told him to come? Jesus was not expecting that woman with the issue of blood. They had no connection for meeting for that day. But this woman, that we have to understand by faith coming by hearing and hearing the word of God. So this woman have been hearing the good news that Jesus has been doing, and over a period of time that woman has built up faith and he has stimulated the anointing upon the life of Christ, which made him to display that level of faith he did in that day, and she got her healing. The anointing you don't esteem, don't expect such anointing to work on your favor. And don't forget in the book of Luke chapter 19 verse 41 to 44, and Jesus wept over Jerusalem because they did not believe, they did not esteem his anointing. And these are the real people he came for. Ah, how did he put it? That the day, praise the Lord. Anointing or esteem cannot work in your favor. I believe you've heard the voice of God this season and time. The carrier and the anointing. Anointing is the presence of God. The carrier is a man that bears the yoke of the anointing. Till I see you next again, I want you to remain blessed and stay put in Christ. For this journey is the sweetest of all.